Daily Podcast Preview Show. I've got with me today Stuart.
Good evening.
Davey. Hello. Frederick.
Hello.
And for the first time, Nathan.
Hello, hello.
Okay, let's start with League 2, and as the resident expert, Davey, who's down in League 2?
Well, quite a few is down in League 2 at the moment, but it's me, I'm more happy with the start I've made, the Wrexham.
So you're Wrexham. What other teams? We've got Belly's, Port Vale, Joe's
Belly,
Bradford,
uh-huh.
And Paul's Yeovil.
Yeovil Town, uh-huh.
And how do you think everyone's going to do in League 2, Davey?
Well, I think Paul with Yeovil, I think himself and Joe at Bradford, I think they should be favourites to go.
Well, it's been quite hard for a lot of you, except for Paul. You've been down there for some time, haven't you? What about you, Stu? Do you think there's any end in sight for Belly's League 2 misery?
No, I don't. I think he's either going to go up this season or he's going to get sacked. And considering he's been down in League 2 for so long, I think he's going to be sacked.
Well, has somebody actually managed to get out of League 2, Stu? What's the secret?
Luck. Lots of it. Or maybe he can score more goals than what they do by attacking more.
Any hints or tips for Davey with Wrexham?
Play a long ball. Go more direct. That's the way I done it. Use a target, man.
Any observations on League 2, Fred?
Well, to start with Joe and Belly, it's about time they start actually producing something down there. Like going up or winning the shit trophy.
Well, for such a reputable manager as Joe, who's considered to be one of the clan's best managers, it's been really surprising to see him languishing down the bottom for so long, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What was it he said? The easiest league in the world?
Yeah, he's barely won a game since.
Yeah, he went down there, won some games, said that, and after that, everything's turned around.
He's unlucky last season, though. He made the playoff final, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's not been off to a good start. Nathan, have you been able to cast your eyes as low as League 2?
I don't pay much attention. No, I think Belly's needs to... I don't know, he doesn't sign enough players for me. He doesn't get enough loans in or free transfers. I think Joe will push on this season. I expect Paul to do well as well, so... I reckon Paul and Joe will go up, but I think Belly's going to struggle again.
Yeah. Well, if we move on to League One. In League One, we've only got left Johnny, who's in 7th place after 2 games, and Gaia. Any chance of Gaia finally ending his League One misery? We start you, Stu.
He should have ended it last season, really, with the strike balls he had. Every time he attacked me last season in the league, he ripped me to pieces. But he started off bad. 2 games, 2 defeats. Or 1 defeat and 1 draw, sorry. Bottom 3. I don't know. His ground's being shut down as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
what about the personnel from last season? How many of them have remained?
He's lost the striker from on the loan, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think the rest are still there, so... If he can get it together, I think he'll go up.
Yeah, Darryl Duffy, Billy McKay, Craig Beattie, Craig Hunter, Danny Hale. It's a decent strike force for that division, isn't it?
Yeah, Duffy was mine last season. And I think League One, if he didn't really fit in because I had an Italian, but if he can get Duffy back to where he really was, he'll score at least 20 goals for him in the season.
Fred, any observations on the season Johnny had last year?
He did surprise, you must say that, after his quite terrible start with Peterborough. Well, he did go up the first season, but that was after he left. He wasn't present at the game, and his S manager helped him up, and after that, he didn't do a job, good job with Peterborough, and he got down to Notts County, where he's so far done a very good job. The question is if he can, continue doing that and actually maybe even go up this season to Championship.
What do you think, Davey? Can he go up?
Yeah, Johnny, cheering about mid-table.
Do you think he's going to slip back after his exploits of last season?
Aye, for sure.
Why do you think that?
He's just no consistent enough, I don't think, at the moment.
Like you, Mr. Consistency.
Do you agree with Davey's criticism of Johnny, Nathan?
I think Johnny will get playoffs. I think he's got a decent squad. He's got a decent squad in Notts County, not a bad club either. He's got a, I think it's 20,000 KC, so he's got a good foundation to build on. So I think playoffs for Johnny.
He's got a very good striker in John Akinda too.
Yeah.
Any chance of a Nottingham derby on the horizon for you, Nathan?
Not for a long, long time. I don't think he'll make it to the Prem.
Yeah, or not with them anyway. Stu, the three teams who went up last season from League One are all in the Championship. You with Charlton, Fred with Swindon, and Oliver with Brighton. What do you think the three of you are going to do next season?
Well, anything the starts to go by. Fred's going down and me and Ollie are going up. But I think me and Fred will struggle. I've had a good start. Fred's had an unlucky start by conceding so many goals from long range. Ollie, on the other hand, has bought how he's got some of the players he has, like Andy Carroll. Who's like gone for $35 million in real life? He gets him on a free. So how that's happened on this game, I have no idea.
He's a master Premiership team, really, hasn't he?
He has. He has a keeper from Chelsea. He got on a free. Who's just way too good for the Championship. So if he doesn't make the playoffs, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah, and some of his loan signings, Tom Ellison.
Yep.
Quality centre half, isn't he, Nathan?
Yeah, just a bit. The next leg looking, apparently.
Yeah, he's got Sam Payne on loan again. Steve Knight and Ugazam Speets, I think he's pronounced. Yeah, so Ollie looks solid enough. You don't fancy your chances yourself, do you, Stu?
No. This season's all about building for next and just stay up this season. Maybe if I can finish higher than 14th. If I finish 14th or above, I think it'd be a great season for me. Team's just not right there. I'm not happy with it. I'm going to have to get through. I've lost my main striker for half a season anyway. And Jay Rodriguez got injured pre-season, out for 5 months. A team like mine can't afford injuries like that. So it's going to be a hard one for me.
Well, if we look at Fred's team, I have to say this, Fred, the last three seasons I fancied you to get relegated every time because your squad is absolutely rubbish. I don't know how you can stay up, but I've got no doubt at all you will. What's your secret, Fred?
I think the secret is just to adapt your strategy to the opponents. Try to get the points you can get, and I think maybe the biggest key is to find the right loan deals, which I've found the last seasons with both Fred Sears at Millwall and now Thomas Hitchcock, who unfortunately got a 6-7 week injury now, which will probably cost me quite a lot in the start of the season. But hopefully my other loan signing in Alcacer will step forward.
How many loans have you got, Fred?
Who?
How many loans have you got this season?
13.
How many of them are long-term loans, Fred?
Three, I think.
Yeah.
I think 4 or 5 of them maybe will never be used.
Yeah.
They are more there of, like, for security.
There was a few decent players you got there, like Tony Silva and that I know about. Yeah. And obviously Hitchcock and Alcacer.
Unfortunately, Tony Silva also hit an injury, so he hasn't even been in the game so far.
Yeah, but the rest of your squad looks a bit weak.
It's very ropey.
So somewhere to there, Fred. Are you confident of being able to avoid relegation?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to have a very hard schedule in the first game, but I think I will manage to get the right amount of points to be able to survive.
I have to say it, Davey, Fred's got a squad I think that's worse for his league than yours is for your league, but yet I wouldn't be surprised if Fred makes the playoffs. Do you not think you can learn a thing or two from Fred's style of management?
Oh, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. I've actually loaned about 3 or 4 reserve team players from Swindon this season, so I'd like to see them kind of stepping up a bit.
Well, if you look at the big time, the Premiership, 5 clubs in the Premiership now, Nathan. Do you think you can finally make the step up after stagnating with Notts Forest and being on the fringe of some for 3 seasons but not getting into a proper title fight?
I'm quite confident this season. I've got a lot bigger squad, a lot better squad. A lot of my younger players have now matured and developed, so they look a bit stronger. I think I should push on. I'm hoping for a top 2 finish this season, and that's the goal.
Are you getting worried at the sight of Southampton gathering pace and now Kim at Newcastle, two of the most successful clan members of recent seasons? Are you scared that they're going to amass a team to surpass you?
Not this season. I think Michael finished above Kim this season, but I think Europe might be a step far for him as well, and Jimmy with a relegation fight with you, Steve, I think.
Well, got news for you, Nathan. I'm going to be top 6 this season. If you've had a look at my team, I think I'll be up there challenging. Probably famous last words akin to Joe, but I'll be at the other end of the table. If I bring you in, Stu, what do you think of the Premiership teams this season?
I think Jim's in for a struggle. Like Nathan's talked about the top half, bottom half, I think Jim is really, really in for one. He hasn't sorted out his defence in a summer. I look at his team right now and it's weak at the back. His forward line's pretty good. If you keep conceding goals, you're going to lose more than you win.
Jimmy's biggest downfall, surely the fact he's got 4 decent strikers but only plays one of them. Solid midfield and doesn't spend any money on his defence.
No, his defence, I think I've got better defence than he has in the Championship.
Have you found playing Jim's backline, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I beat Jim every game. I don't think he's beat me in about 11 games, I think. I think I've won 8 and drew 3, I think. So, got to do some improving, Jimmy. As best manager in the plan, I'm not seeing it.
I know. Do you think he needs to change his tactics and go 2 up front or get a bit more attacking options there?
I don't know if it's about a tactic. I think he's got players. He's got good players, but he's not getting the best out of them. Like Sonogo. Sonogo's meant to be one of the, if not the best player on the game sort of thing when he's a youngster. But he's just, I think he's scored 10 goals in about 40 games or something stupid like that. And I'm trying to offload him for some ridiculous price. But he's got the players there, but he can't get the best out of them.
Fred, have you paid any attention at all to the Premier League?
I haven't paid any real attention to what players they've got, but it feels like Jimmy has pretty much found his level. He won't rise much. I can't really see him climbing much more in the Premier League, if he will at all. Maybe he will do another good cup run and maybe win a cup, but I think he will just stagnate and do the same position pretty much as last season.
Okay, cheers for that, boys. We'll leave the preview show there and good luck for the season.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers.